The king is here.
Hi.
The king. Guess what? You have another relative.
Oh, congratulations.
Megan and Andrew. Megan had the baby yesterday afternoon, little boy, Lincoln.
All right, Lincoln. What a cool name.
Lincoln James Beard.
What a cool name.
Well, I said it's a very American name.
That's a very American name.
They picked that name months ago. We've known about the name for months. But she didn't want us to say anything about it, so none of us did. So, but yeah.
Now batting for the Boston Red Sox, Lincoln, Steve Jones' son.
Grandson.
Hey, sports guru. What year were the Red Sox 14 games up going into September on the Yankees, and the Yankees won the World Series?
1978? It was actually 14 games up at the All-Star break, not September. Yeah. It was the All-Star break.
Don't count the Yankees out yet.
Absolutely no. In fact, the Yankees took a three-game lead with 2 weeks to play, and the Red Sox caught them.
Yep.
Forced the playoff.
Life is good. So, loving these Olympics. I have watched every sport I never knew existed. I've watched skateboarding, ping pong. You know they hit, they call it a shuttlecock, a birdie, in badminton, 150 miles an hour.
I know.
It's amazing. Some of these sports are really cool. Rugby. Rugby's only 2 7-minute halves. But, man, they kill each other for 7 minutes.
Yeah, they do. Last night, in the broadcast booth for the Spikes, because I've had games the last 3 nights. So, here at home, I've only watched an hour and a half. On last Sunday night, I watched the qualifying for women's gymnastics. That was it. I haven't watched anything else at home.
How about the Alaskan girl who won the swimming?
Yeah, no, that's neat. I didn't see it, but it was neat.
That was a sports moment for me. And absolutely, you know how I will never forget where I was when that girl won it, because all they did was talk about the girl Lily, and the girl
Lily
that she
King.
Was the, her nemesis. One was the reigning gold medalist, and one was the reigning world champion. And meanwhile, this girl was like three rows down. And she wins the freaking gold medal. They didn't even talk about her. And all of a sudden, the announcer says, "Oh, my gosh, look who's in first place." And she wins it. And they showed her friends at home in the classroom jumping up and down. And they got, like, one pool in Alaska. So,
that's a really good one.
They have, like, one Olympic pool out there. And this girl is the world champion, though. Great story. Great story. And when she won, she turned around, and she looked at the scoreboard, and you could read her lips. She goes, "Oh, wow." She didn't even know she won. She just wanted the medal. And she saw her name on top, and she was like, "Holy crap, I won." So, a sports moment for me. I just enjoyed it to death. I totally admire Simone Biles, and I wish other athletes would do what she did. I think some of these athletes, the soccer players, the basketball players, should step aside and give somebody else a chance. You know, it's Sue Bird. I love Sue Bird. She does not belong on the Olympic team anymore, along with Taurasi. That you've won 4 gold medals. It's somebody else's turn, you know? We don't need to win that bad. Don't tell me Sue Bird's the best point guard in America. She's not. So she's 40 years old. Just my opinion from the left, from the right. I'm on the right. Except for that idiot who took over for Rush Limbaugh. My God, what a moron. I will never listen to that program ever. Well,
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Did you hear what he said about Simone Biles?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God, it was awful. She's a traitor. She's a this. She's a... how could we stand to watch these little 4'10" Russian girls walk around with a smile on their face because of her? What would happen if Michael Jordan did this? I don't know, but what would happen?
Well, the NBA is to me a lot different than an Olympic competition. A lot
professional different. Sports is different. They get paid.
Because
these kids aren't making any money.
You sign a contract in professional sports, and
you have people paying big money to watch you play every night,
right,
buying
exactly.
season tickets and buying, you know, they
That's
have
different.
A stake in it. You know, hey, I paid a lot of money to watch you play.
Not the Olympics. Not the Olympics, though.
No, this girl, my God, if she falls on her head, she'll never walk again.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. Whatever. Okay, I'm all
done
complaining.
I agree with
Life
you.
Life is good.
We'll come back with more in a moment on the Life is Good Tour, brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Headlines for the week.
Let's get it going with the King.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I got another app. Oh. I'm up to two apps now, you can see. Pretty cool. My wife is going nuts. Can't keep her off me.
That's excellent.
That's really a lot of information I didn't need, but that's great.
Okay. I'm going, I know not the most popular team, but I got a reason for it, to the New England Patriots. What will happen to Mac Jones if he has another meltdown of practice? Mac Jones had a meltdown of practice because he went 2-for-9 throwing and had to be consoled. Now to find out that he had temper issues when he was down with Alabama. So he went from Superman to winning a national championship to almost winning a Heisman Trophy to going to New England and having the press there saying he has mental illness. So it's like, was he the proper pick for the Patriots to make? And do you pick a number one quarterback who played on a team that was men against boys and really never got challenged? And now he's going to be in the NFL with monsters chasing him. So I want to see what's going to happen to him next week. He's got Cam Newton trying to console him, and I think the Patriots made a bad choice.
No offense, that's not a good role model to try to console you when you have meltdowns.
Who, Cam?
Yes. That is some locker room that Belichick's got to deal with now.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
I think the Patriots got big problems. Big problems. So.
Okay, then.
They brought in a lot of people to throw to, and they have nobody to throw it to them. But you can't be having meltdowns in your second NFL practice, you know, with nobody chasing you. Wait till they put the pads on. Holy mackerel, what happens now? Alabama, some of these big program quarterbacks never mount to anything in the NFL because they're never challenged in college. So we'll see what happens. All I got, man.
Steve?
There won't be a no-hitter next week.
Did you study for that?
No, I did not. I'm just kind of making it up as I go.
Analytics?
I'm just making it up as I go.
Did you look up to see whether Big Brother did the Olympics?
Oh, jeez.
I did
Pretty
not.
Hard to do because the Olympics are on like four channels. So.
Right.
They have been down, though, the ratings.
How about this story, by the way? Just as a side story for everybody. This is legit. Quinn Ewers, who is the number one overall recruit in the country based on somebody's list, because everybody has a list. None of them are accurate, but everybody has a list, says he is leaning towards skipping his senior year of high school and attending Ohio State. Ewers could then sign name, image, and likeness deals worth nearly seven figures, which right now are not allowed for Texas high school students.
Jeez. You throw money into stuff, it will destroy everything. I think it's wrong paying these guys anything. Anything at all.
That's what Matt's been saying about me on this show for years.
Yeah. Well, you know what today is?
No, you don't know what today is, do you?
Matt, I'm totally hurt. You wouldn't know.
Okay.
It's my 5-year anniversary on your show.
Ah, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Today.
Well, happy anniversary to this today. Wow, it's a really big day.
You've made
Thanks.
The show better.
I think it's a shame I had to bring it up myself.
What made you think that we were going to bring it up at the end of the segment?
I knew you wouldn't. Don't even go there.
Well, happy 5-year anniversary here on the show.
I'm thrilled, so.
It is always a pleasure to have you join us every Friday.
By the way, the other news note is the Big 12 held an athletic director call this morning. The sentiment in the league, according to sources, is not panicking and sticking together. There's a desire not to react emotionally and give Big 12 leaders the space to evaluate options moving forward. Now, what those options are, who knows?
There's no loyalty. So Oklahoma and Texas are going to join the SEC.
It is officially official now.
That's just yippee for them. Well, they're destroying a really great sport. So good for them. Well, we got UConn. They suck. My God.
Well. At least in football.
We got a good basketball team.
Yeah.
What do you got, Matt?
All right, so the remaining part of the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the other Power 5 conferences and UCF have all been traded to the SEC for cash considerations. Just came in before the deadline.
Holy crap. Is that true?
No.
It's the equivalent of trading for a bag of balls.
Remember, I watched Big Brother. Not all together there.
Right, yeah.
You can put anything by me. How do you guys feel about the money, the way they're throwing it around? It doesn't matter if sports or anything, you know? They give you $100. They'll pay you to stay home from work, and they'll pay you to get a vaccine. I mean, everything is just throwing money at people.
I want my $100.
Well, listen, a high school kid, if you sign your name on a piece of paper, we'll give you $100. For what?
Matt's mad because he got it and like a while ago, and he's not going to get any cash.
Exactly. I can use that $100. What the heck?
He's got two kids.
I know.
Kids.
What
he's
about the people who got their vaccines? I get nothing?
Exactly. It's bogus. Right.
That's insane.
I did my part. I should get my money.
You deserve it. I'll send you $100.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
that includes you guys,
moment.
Too. You guys should get the money, too.
Well, one guy said the other day, he said, I'm holding out $1,500. I'll get the shot.
<That's>
he said, well, I'll become free agents and barter with them. You want me to get the shot? $100's not enough. I want $300.
Your governor's the one that said those on unemployment are free agents.
Jeez, yeah. Right? He's a real... Real gung-ho. A guy from Battison Cleaners, the owner of it, just left here. They can't hire a soul. They hire absolutely no one. And the people they had to let go won't come back, and they don't have to come back. They're making more money at home than they... And the governor won't do anything about it because he wants all these people to vote for him, you know? So he doesn't care if the owner doesn't vote for him. He wants the 20 people who work for him. He's paying a lot of money to vote for him. That's crazy stuff. How about Aaron Rodgers? That's my next one. He's got Cobb coming back now, so he's getting his way, you know. And I understand that they should have some input in who comes in because they're superstars. But does it get lost how much money the Packers have paid him and he says they disrespect him? None of this adds up to me anymore. I'm like, just go out and do your job. you know?
Oh, by the way, I asked this earlier. Okay, now, Matt, don't take offense to this. Today, the suit's having his birthday. The suit takes his birthday off every year as a holiday. What would have happened if you and I went to Dad and Mom and said, it's our birthday, we want the day off?
Oh.
Exactly.
You got a cake, what's your issues? Nah, our parents would not have survived in this new world at
no.
all.
No, and they'd have told us, what? Get back out there. Get back to work.
Not at all. I can't imagine Dad. You know, Mom worked in the prison, so she got a little more, you know, saw a whole lot more stuff. Dad was locked in on his, you know, and he'd have, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you want me to go to Dairy Queen to get you an ice cream cake? What? What do you want?
It's your birthday?
Really? Hey, happy birthday.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that enough? Now get to work.
Oh my God.
He would go weeks, he would talk to me, or he'd be so mad at me. Oh. I made him mad. Oh.
Did he at least give you a nickel for taking out the garbage and all that stuff?
No.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I've been working here since I was 6, Matt.
I was 10 when I started. I made 35 cents an hour cleaning the bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, we work on a Saturday. Give us $5. You're like, wow. Thanks, man. Oh.